time for Chamber Chat, and Tara Lee is with us this morning, along with a special guest.
Yes, a very special guest. I have Mr. Special Brett guest. Richmond. He's the president and CEO of Methodist Fremont Health. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice to have you here this morning.
Yeah, good morning.
First of all, you know, we have to get your comments on Mickey Joseph before. I know you're very controversial.
I'm a Tiger, Mizzou Tiger by history, but I do pay tuition to Nebraska.
That's right. Yes, you do.
So I'd like to see him win a few games. I was there Saturday night. Pretty painful to watch.
It was painful.
Did you go talk to Trev afterwards? Is that why the
I
big
did
change
not,
came on
I
Sunday?
I did not. Nope. Stay out of that.
Yeah.
I was not part of the $7.5 million buyout. I promise you.
Yeah. I don't. It's an interesting situation. That's for sure. We'll find out more with Steve Sipple tomorrow at the Big Red Luncheon. But talking about your field and health, let's talk a little bit about
COVID.
That's
a clever transition.
You like that?
He gets paid the big bucks.
How about you give us a little bit on COVID? I know people are tired of talking about it, but it's still looming there, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not my favorite topic either, but I do feel an obligation just to remind people that it is present in our state and in our community. You know, every day for the last 6 to 8 weeks, there's been about 200 Nebraskans hospitalized throughout the state. Here locally, we've had 1 to 3 hospitalized specifically for COVID-19 now for the last couple months as well. We have 2, 3, 4 people through our emergency department every day. So again, just a reminder that it is out there. I think most of us are trying to kind of smartly and safely live our lives, but just a reminder that it is out there. Of course, there are new booster shots coming out. I'm a big proponent of vaccination and booster shots. So again, encourage people to do that. I'll be getting yet another booster here myself.
Me too.
Couple of weeks. So,
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But let's move on from that.
Let's do. Yeah. Let's just move right into that.
That's a good transition.
Well, with hospitals close by in Omaha and Lincoln, recruitment of physicians is always a priority, isn't it?
It is. And really, you know, the medical staff is kind of the lifeblood of our organization. You know, we've got a really good medical staff. I'd put our medical staff up against anybody's, especially hospitals, communities our size. The Omaha thing cuts both ways. In some ways, it's easier to get physicians to come here. You can live in West Omaha and practice in Fremont, and a lot of people find it easier to practice here than to drive against the traffic into downtown Omaha. But yeah, we've had a lot of success lately. We've got a new family practice physician, Dr. Luke Landsman, who just joined last week. Family practice, living here locally. We've got two new cardiologists, Dr. Glenn Edwards and Dr. Brett Van Briggle, who are part of a larger Omaha-based group, but will have most of their practice here in Fremont. And Dr. Van Briggle actually lives here. Many people know Kylie Stanley, a local internist. It's her husband, who just finished his training, and they both live in our community. We've got a new pulmonologist, Dr. Praveen Janur, who's been here a few months now and has really been fantastic. Patients have given us lots of great feedback about him. Pediatric partner, so Dr. Greppy Gieselman, now has two partners. The latest would be Dr. Rojas, who just joined here in the last month or so. And then we've got another OBGYN joining our group here. I think a lot of people know, unfortunately, Dr. Karen Laura Silva passed a couple of months ago. So we've been kind of busily recruiting. Obviously, you know, we can't replace her, but we need another OBGYN in our group, in our community. And so Dr. Amber Cohn will be joining that group at the end of the year. So we have had a lot of success. I think Fremont's still an attractive place for people to be in practice, and so we feel really good about the recent recruitment efforts.
Do you find the connection with Methodist makes it a little bit more attractive for people?
Yeah, I do think that helps. If for no other reason, I think people who want to be in Eastern Nebraska, if you're from Nebraska, you're coming back here, maybe you train somewhere else, when you go to look for a job, you know, Nebraska's or Methodist is probably the first place, at least one of the first couple places you're going to reach out to. And so I think just that that name awareness helps. For certain specialties too, there's something about being part of a larger group where you have lots of partners. And so to be part of a larger group and still be able to practice in a little bit smaller community like ours, I think there's a real attraction to that. And so again, what we found is it's, you know, we can recruit people to practice here locally full time. But we also find a lot of the people that are part of Omaha groups really want to practice in our community. They find it to be an easy place to practice. Quite honestly, they like the local Fremont, Dodge County, kind of rural citizens to be a breath of fresh air. And so they like practicing out here.
Yeah, I'll bet. Facility wise, I know you've been doing some renovation. Are you done? Do you have more to do?
Yeah.
Is it never ending?
We're never done. You know, of course, we did about a $40 million plus project that's now been almost 7 years ago. But we're right now kind of finishing up a first floor renovation. So just maybe 2 weeks ago, we reopened our main lobby. Looks really nice. We've still got a little bit of decorating to do, kind of like moving into a new house. And it really looks beautiful, and really proud of that. And so just completed that as well as some adjacent spaces. We renovated our medical staff lounge. We renovated the surgery waiting area. And now we're doing some of the adjacent kind of hallways there on the first floor. So that's kind of the big project right now that we're finishing up.
I bet a lot of people are happy the lobby's back open, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. It was hard to kind of navigate our organization with that being closed. And we still are going to have some of that the next couple months because we're doing some of the adjacent hallways. And when you cut off the hallway in a hospital, it makes it a little hard to navigate. So we appreciate people's patience, and we're getting close.
It really seemed to go pretty fast. Maybe it's just for me because I wasn't there every day like
you. Yeah, it was
but
just for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
never mind.
No, it's been a few months. And you kind of find alternate ways around. There were a lot of places from my office when I would go in the organization, I would actually go outside and walk around, which you can do in the summer.
True.
But yeah, it's nice to have the main lobby back open.
Definitely.
Yeah, I've also seen some growth in different some areas of the hospital, haven't you?
We have. You know, I've been here now for 14 years, and a lot of that time, you know, the honest answer is we've kind of gradually shrunk a little bit. Part of that's our proximity to Omaha, but I do think the Methodist partnership has helped us kind of start to grow again. Volumes are a little hard to kind of count. The last couple of years of the pandemic has been a little funky.
Yeah.
But if you compare our surgical volumes today to pre-pandemic, we're actually doing about 30% more volume than we were.
Wow.
A lot of that comes from orthopedics. We've got a really good relationship now with MD West One, a private group kind of based in Omaha. So a lot of people will know the names Dr. Fisher and Dr. Buck. Mm-hmm. Used to do cases in Fremont, then didn't for a while. They're back here doing a lot of work in our community and in our hospital, so that's been great for us. We also recently purchased a new Da Vinci surgical robot, the latest and greatest robot that a number of our surgeons use to do GYN cases, urology cases, and even some general surgery cases. So that's kind of helped us grow a little bit as well.
Good deal. Yeah, that is good to be able to do that here. Okay, so I have a question in regards to the helicopter. I know usually that's a hint for us that, something's happening. The helicopter's flying again. In those cases, it's something probably a little bit more difficult, isn't it? Or I don't know.
It is. You know, so I get a lot of questions. We had a helicopter located here locally for maybe 5 or 6 years. Not part of our organization, an independent company. They've every few years they kind of rejuggle where they put their helicopters, kind of based on volumes and markets and all that. So we no longer have a helicopter based here. Obviously, there's helicopters in Kansas City. There's one now, or in Kansas City, in Omaha, and in Columbus.
Columbus, yeah.
Too. So it really doesn't. It really doesn't impact turnaround times much. If you think about those helicopters, either A, flying out to get people from a crash site, an accident site, et cetera. Yeah. Or B, they're transferring people from our hospital into the Omaha market. When somebody needs to be transferred from our hospital, it's not just they come in the ER and you throw them on a helicopter.
Right, right.
There's a lot of work and prep and stabilization that has to be done. So all of that work is going on while a helicopter comes to Fremont. Mm-hmm. So it really doesn't impact those turnaround times. But yeah, you do occasionally see helicopters, you know, probably a handful of times a week we will fly somebody out of here to Omaha, either Methodist typically or sometimes the Med Center.
Okay. On the mental health side, this month is Suicide Prevention Month, and you definitely have some resources available.
Yeah, we do. We actually, we just applied for and got accepted to a national program to implement here locally around suicide prevention. So we start kind of internally to our organization doing some things. And as we move through that project over the next few years, we'll do more and more in the community. Part of that is just talking about it,
right?
Creating some awareness. There's a real stigma around mental health, unfortunately, and so we're trying to kind of remove that. One of the things we've done, we've actually had a number of our local employees kind of share their own story, mm-hmm. Open up a little bit, bravely so, and share their story about mental health and all of that, so that's been good. But we do have an inpatient behavioral health unit here locally. You know, it's a 20-bed unit. We usually run somewhere between 15 and 20 people. I think we had 18 people in the unit yesterday. Plus, we have some outpatient services as well, clinics that have really helped. And obviously, I think the last couple of years have been hard for people.
Oh, yeah.
Mentally as well. And so we're seeing, you know, a growing need for that, unfortunately. And we're trying to meet that need as best we can.
Yeah, like you said, it is kind of a hidden, not sickness, but disease or illness in the area. You don't really see those folks unless you have something happen in your family.
Yeah. And we just don't talk about it. I mean, if you think about your own employment, wherever people work, you know, if somebody's out with a knee operation, you know, people say, oh, so-and-so's out. They had their knee done. They'll be back in a couple of weeks or a couple of months. You know, if somebody's out for something mental health related, nobody says, oh, they're
right. Sure. You know,
yeah. They're in a hospital for mental health issues.
For depression or whatever
it
is.
Nobody talks about that.
Yeah.
There's also not that visual either. You see someone come back with crutches and a knee injury, you know.
Now what's wrong with you?
With mental health, you could look perfectly fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
So and you don't have that identifier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just like, you know, we all have a certain level of physical health. We all have a certain level of mental health, and if we're honest, you know, some days we feel better mentally than others.
So
I think it's something we all deal with, you know, in some way, shape, or form. And
yeah, I know you have how many people, how many employees there?
So, you know, we still have about 1,000 local, I'll say Methodist team members. Most of those are Methodist Fremont Health team members, so employed by Methodist Fremont Health. But the physician practices in our community are also part of that as well. There's another 150 or 200 people that work for the physician practices in town. Of course, a 200-member med staff, lots of volunteers. So you know, almost 1,000 people locally affiliated with Methodist and Methodist Fremont Health.
Yeah, that's a big number.
Where does
and
that
it
put
extends
you
beyond
the,
that.
The employee number, is that like, it got to be top five? Is it top three? Maybe?
You know, I would say we're probably third or fourth in terms of number of local employees. You know, our payroll may even be the largest if you think about the types of jobs that we have.
I'll give you an award for that.
A variety of different jobs, but a lot of really well-paying jobs. Obviously, we offer competitive benefits. You gave me an opportunity here. Obviously, the labor market's tough. We're always looking for good people, clinicians and non-clinicians alike. And so if you're interested, bestcare.org.
There you go.
Check us out.
Very good. Well, I think that about covers everything here. Thank you for stopping in, unless you had more.
No, I just appreciate the time and appreciate the opportunity to talk about our organization. And I would just kind of say in closing, thank you to our local team members. Obviously, it's been an interesting couple of years, but we've got a great a great team that's really dedicated to kind of our mission of improving the health in our community. And, you know, for me personally, it's a real kind of honor and privilege to be part of the organization. So
I'll bet, that's for sure. Brett Richmond with us this morning here on Fremont's Morning Mix. And that kind of wraps up this program, but it is Wednesday, Janet.
Oh, yes!
It is Wednesday, right, so Tara?
It is my favorite day of the week.
What happens on Wednesday here,
well,
Tara?
Well, we ask the question, would you rather Wednesday? Would you rather, you can play along if you'd like, would you rather lose all of your friends but win the lottery? Or keep your friends, but you don't get a raise for the rest of your life?
Oh, man. I'm going to say keep my friends.
Oh, wow. Good. Yeah. So you're all by yourself, like no friends at all.
Lose all of your friends, right, but win the lottery.
Too.
Yeah, I was trying to think if I could buy new friends. but no, I'll keep my friends, too.
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, you too.
Would you rather never have to wait in line or always have a parking spot?
Ooh, I hate lines. I'm going to go with never wait in line.
I hate lines as well. I'm going to follow you up.
Yes.
I'll say the same thing. You know, yeah. I don't have a lot of gifts, but I'm really good at finding parking spots.
Me too. I'm usually pretty good at it. Yeah. Would you rather have a face that everyone laughs at or a name that everyone laughs at?
Name, because you can change that more easily. I mean, I'm sure you can see
legally you can change your name.
You can go over to the hospital, I'm sure, and find someone to change your face.
Can fix that a little bit.
It's a little more expensive.
Yeah,
I only have friends.
Yeah. I don't have money.
That's right.
So I can't
go with the name then.
I think I'd go with the name also. Would you rather never age physically or never age mentally?
Oh man.
These are hard ones today.
Yeah, they are. The last one's good.
So I think I already have early onset Alzheimer's. So I'm going to go with the, I'm going to go physical. Or so my mental health
never stays. Age physically then?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You always look good then.
I mean, that's
people
true
won't
too.
Know if you're crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to live forever. So maybe I'd take physical too.
Yeah. I think I'd go with the physical. What about you, Janet?
I don't know. I'm iffy right now.
Never age mentally.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if I'm at the right age now mentally, so I'm gonna say.
Yeah, what age are we?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say
current age.
Can you be 29? Then yeah, I want that back.
Yes. All right, last one. Would you rather play golf with Donald Trump or sit and talk with Joe Biden for 3 hours?
It's a very political question.
Oh my!
But Trump all the way, just because it's golf.
I'd rather have a face that people laugh at.
Good answer.
I'm going to go with Brett's.
Oh, I don't know which one I would do. I love playing golf. I don't know if that would it be fun with Donald Trump?
Well, he
you
is,
play a really nice course.
Yeah, yeah, he has
it
some
would
great
be
courses.
A really nice
there you go.
Oh my gosh.
You never get the opportunity to do.
True. You know what? I think I would. I'd probably go golf with Donald Trump. Probably for now.
Maybe we can get in the same foursome.
Yeah. There we go. Right.
Then it would be more fun.
Yeah.
I'm staring at that one.
All right. Thank you, Brett. We appreciate you stopping in this morning. Things that are going on,
yes,
chamber-wise.
We are getting busy again, which is very exciting for us. Our Leadership Fremont program kicks off today. So for any alumni listening, there is a cocktail reception to welcome the new class today at 4 o'clock at the YMCA Lodge, the Christensen Camp. So head out that way. On Friday, we have a ribbon cutting at Blue Sky Laundry. That's the new laundromat located on Bell Street. It's from 9 to 10 a.m. And then next week, we will introduce the new leadership program to the community. So we have a chamber coffee at First State Bank and Trust. Again, that's Tuesday the 20th from 9 to 10 a.m. And then next Thursday is Beer Fest. So those tickets. It's from 5 to 8 downtown in the parking garage. We have 50 of our members who will be beer tenders out there. A number of amazing beers to try, free brats. Just a really, really fun night. So go
super
to
fun time.
FremontNE.org to get your tickets for that.
I'm looking at the extended forecast. It only goes to Tuesday. So,
but I think I look.
Does it?
You can't really tell yet, but I think it's supposed to be like 75.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Knock on wood, no rain right now in the forecast. So it's going to be a good night for some evening activities in downtown Fremont.
I mean, would a little rain hurt you if you were drinking beer?
No. We
just
don't want
a
rain.
Little. No, we don't want rain, but we could use a little mist. If you had to go with bad weather.
Yeah,
mist.
True.
Okay, I wouldn't
had,
stop
so
you.
So if you had no beer but rain versus rain and no beer, what would you pick?
Oh.
Isn't that our
no rain and beer.
Isn't there rain makes? Oh, it's whiskey, yeah. Not beer. Never mind. Yeah, I was like, what's that song? There's a song about that.
Yeah, there is. Yes. All right. Thank you, everybody.